One of the great things about this show is just being able to extract, because this is the show where nothing is off topic, things from any walk of life, any pet peeve that anybody has. I look to see if it's exploitable tonight, Jason. I know Jason was doing a list of Christmas movies just for Facebook. I was like, ooh, we got to do a segment around that. So that's how that ended up coming about. That'll be our segment after this.
Where does Jingle All the Way come in on the list, by the way?
I'll be very interested to see here. So let's see. Is it on there? I'm going to read these from 75 up to 1. Actually, it's not on there anywhere, and yet...
Then that's a good thing.
Ernest Saves Christmas makes it at number 74.
Oh, dear God.
So we'll see how that goes.
Why couldn't Ernest have let Christmas alone, you know?
Yeah, he very well probably should have. But what we came to here, you had been railing about on Facebook, in conversations with me, other things, other walks of life here, the whole thing
this
of hipsters.
This could be anything. Okay, there we go. Yes.
hipster takes on things, everything like that. You told me a while back that I was a hipster for taking up Portland to win the to make it to the Western Conference Finals in the NBA this year, and for liking LaMarcus Aldridge's game, and for feeling that he could be a legitimate 1B on a championship team to Brandon Roy. So those are things that you had deemed to be hipster picks.
Hipsters love 1B players, don't they? They just love what, rather than, like, you know, it's like, oh, the Cavs, you know, like my one hipster buddy that I got always talk about J.J. Hickson this. Oh, if we would have played J.J. Hickson more, we would have beat Boston.
J.J. Hickson is king of the hipsters. I'll give you that.
Let me tell you something, okay? Yeah. You know how we would have beat Boston? If LeBron would have played better and not stunk it up in Game 5. That's how we would have won.
Yeah.
Not because, hipster Hicks, a J.J. hipster, would have, you know, come in and, like, you know, gotten five more boards and had a plus-minus ratio of three better. You know what I'm saying? Come
nice.
On. So, yeah.
No, that's – J.J. Hickson is king of the hipsters. I was looking around for tonight's segment here, and I will reluctantly put this on when you want to pronounce sentence on me here. Couldn't find a beret, but I was able to find one of those Nike Scully type berets. Okay. So I figured it would be a good hipster thing to do to try to.
You should have got skinny jeans, by the way. Yes, that's what it should be. Skinny jeans is the uniform of the hipster. That and a nice PBR tall boy.
Yes. So by trying to black out the red swoosh here, I thought that
because
was
it's
a good
by the way
so.
PBR tall boy because it's good, not because it's cheap. By the way, too. Yeah.
And now the same people who drink Rolling Rock also too. That's another one too. Anybody
really? I thought the hipsters. I'll talk about the true hips. What was the last time you went to Coventry? I'll tell you what. Whoo.
PBR is higher on the hipster scale than Rolling Rock, but anybody that tells you they like Rolling Rock is a hipster.
Okay.
I mean, because it's not good, okay? I went to the Harvard on the Hocking. That, by definition, makes me a beer snob. That is not good beer.
Okay? It's been a while since I got a Harvard on the Hocking reference, by the way. I was trying to get a
A laugh out of a guest that we had last winter, and it didn't work. He didn't pop for it. When I was doing an introduction of Christopher Nowinski on the phone lines here on a bet from a friend, as I was introducing him, I said, I feel like I can relate to him very well. He went to Harvard, and I went to the Harvard on the Hocking. Crickets,
nothing,
man.
Nothing
he wouldn't
yeah.
put me over.
That wouldn't work. Yeah. Unless if you went to the Harvard on the Hocking, you don't know what the Harvard on the Hocking is.
Well, I think I even mentioned Ohio University, the Harvard on the Hocking. Okay, yeah, he did crickets. He would not put me over. Yeah. So, but that is
damn Ivy League elitists.
Exactly. Yes, yeah, probably a liberal.
Yeah. Well, he was Harvard. Yeah, it was Harvard. Yeah, gimmick. Yale's more your taste, isn't it, Almighty? Yes, it is.
Skull and bones.
No hipsters at Yale, by the way.
No hipsters at Yale. No question about that. So, all right, let's first get into your definition of a hipster.
Define a hipster.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is a hipster to you, Kyle Ross?
What is it? You know, first of all, you know, this grew out of the indie rock phenomenon, I think. A hipster to me is someone who, you know, disagrees for the sake of disagreement, always tries to be ahead of the curve.
Okay.
You know.
I liked them better before they sold out.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. Musically, the hipster's the guy who's going to tell you, oh, you know, I like them when they were playing in front of 90 people at the Beachland Ballroom. You know, and that's not always the case. I mean, these aren't absolutes, but I mean, I'm just giving you, traits, characteristics of the hipster.
Okay.
You know, hipsters in sports, they always focus on that 1B player. Like you said, like they tell you how good LaMarcus Aldridge. Look, LaMarcus Aldridge is going to win a championship. Don't waste my time with LaMarcus Aldridge. Is he a fine player? Is he good? Is he better basketball than I am? Certainly. He's not going to win a championship.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you know, certainly there's the uniform of the hipster. I mean, but I don't like to identify people quite like by the way they dress. But, you know, you've got the black rim glasses, the skinny jeans.
The funny thing
the
was...
The hand-rolled cigarettes.
In terms of the black-rimmed glasses, the thing that was hilarious, last year, when I was out in the theaters, and I'm not even a huge horror movie guy, because I'm kind of jaded. Like, if you've seen one, you've seen them all. But I'm very...
They don't scare me. That's why they don't work for me. This I'm like, one it's
was,
a movie.
This one was awesome. I was dragged to a movie by FDH Lounge dignitaries John Adams and Mike Ville. They were going to see My Bloody Valentine 3D. I'm like, what the hell?
How interesting, by the way, because My Bloody Valentine, one of the favorite groups of hipsters.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yes,
oh, yes, there we go.
That ought to get the old love you bell. Right?
Yes, yes.
But no, the thing about that was the glasses that they gave you at the theater. I'm like, you know what? I could wear these to a Tremont coffee house. These are hilarious. It wasn't like the cardboard ones. They are actual specs and everything with the black rims. Like, what the hell is this? Yeah, they're giving out hipster glasses at 3D movies
now. The thing is, I mean, we're stereotyping by using the term hipster.
Yeah.
Basically, a hipster, I know a hipster. You know, if it looks like a hipster and it smells like a hipster, you know, to quote Terrell Owens, that it must be a hipster. You know.
Well,
give me some examples. I'll tell you if it's a hipster.
My aforementioned friend, John Adams, one of our lounge dignitaries, Johnny also being an artist and somebody who lives in Tremont, so somebody who, he's at least on the borderline of hipsterism from time to time. One of the things he said was they could be wearing expensive jeans. He didn't necessarily say skinny, but they could be. But it looks like they fished a T-shirt out of the dumpster. They love like either vintage or faux vintage or whatever.
Oh yeah, the vintage. B-sides. You know, I believe they're looking for a C-side. If you play the record, you know, if they play the vinyl on its side, it actually has a hidden track that no one else is allowed to hear. You know,
These are things that are all precious and germane in the world of the hipster here. So this is a thing where when you were railing about this enough. Eventually, at a period of time, the light bulb goes off. Boom! Those damn hipsters with Kyle Ross, and it is our
is this
first
like Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy or something similar—an offshoot with
that. It is our first one that is we've never named a segment after a dignitary before, so this is the first one.
God bless you.
You have it named after you, and it was something you came up with. So I want to talk about a couple of these ones here. Now, I believe I'm going to get a little bit of this in here before we go to our top of the hour break. I believe, first of all. I want to appeal in advance. I think I should get, if not a blanket exemption on this, at least a partial blanket exemption, because as I indicated to you the one night, I like me some Shinedown. And if you like, how can anybody ever call me a hipster
in
any
way? Oh, that's the anti-hipster.
Exactly.
To be surprised, exactly. You're talking about friends in Tremont. I'm surprised you're even allowed within, 50 miles of the city limits after Shinedown.
I'm sure. But I love me some Shinedown. It's all good. So how can I possibly be a hipster in any realm of, how can I even have any takes that even come close to that, Kyle?
You know, while you may not be a hipster, you can have hipster opinions. Like I said, like picking the Portland Trail Blazers to go to the Western Conference. It's just like one of those things, you know, it's like, okay, we're waiting for them to break through. The Portland Trail Blazers are a hipster basketball team,
you
in
like,
my opinion.
Are you like the Tony Perkins of anti-hipsters telling me I have latent hipster tendencies?
Yes, exactly. The Portland Trail Blazers are a hip that team. Oh, this will be the year.
All right.
Oh, this will be the year.
Fair
enough.
They're
going to break through. They're finally going to go to that major label now, you know.
All right. I should have to wear the hipster hat for that one. I will. Yeah.
The Houston Texans are a hipster team.
I picked them to make the playoffs.
So did
this
I,
year.
And that was I'm guilty of making the hipster.
Well, not
pick.
Only that, let's talk NFC South here. I picked Atlanta, you picked Tampa Bay.
I didn't pick them to win the division.
Oh, you did?
I picked
didn't?
Them to make the playoffs.
All right, well, you're going to come up short on that one, too, but anyway.
Well, even picking Tampa Bay to make the playoffs.
I know.
Yeah, okay, it's kind of
that is
reach.
A hipster pick.
I don't know if it was a hit. It was just a stunning reach.
Oh, come on. So I can call, if Portland doesn't make the West Finals, that was just a reach. That was not a hipster pick. That was just a reach. Come on.
I guess Tampa Bay is doing better. I was just right.
I was just right.
They're 8-5. I'd name anyone else in America that had Tampa Bay 8-5 at this point. Raheem Morris sticking it to the Sabermetricians one more time, by the way.
Yeah, cousin Raheem, the black sheep of the family, he's really getting it going
right
now.
Excuse me, can you say that? I'm sorry.
Well, you were the one before when we were talking NBA. You were the one that was insensitive enough to say call a spade in the middle of an NBA discussion. That's on you, pal. That's your insensitivity right there. That I was horrified when you did that, when you went there.
Yes, I'm sure you were. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So I get a mulligan for the black sheep.
Okay,
joke.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, other hipster.
John Boehner up next on the FDH Lounge. Yes.
John Boehner, who I think we would both like to roast on a spit here. Perhaps not Mr. Molesky so much, but you and I would. happy enough to roast a him over a spit, the corpulent corporate pig that he is.
Yeah, let's not even waste the spit.
Yeah, yeah, let's just toss him in.
Yes.
All right, I'm trying to think of other.
We had a plan originally when we started this.
Yes, we did. Other hipster tendencies here as well. Interestingly enough, I found out in the car ride on the way over, you and I both like a different garage-ish type indie band from Cincinnati, from the Cincinnati area. So, I mean, does that in and of itself make us a hipster? Merely liking and
oh,
feeling.
No, here, if you can, by the way, and I apologize, I turn my phone off because I am a true radio professional, by the way. But there's
nice.
A little bit of an email here I'm going to read to you.
Okay.
This a hipster way to analyze music.
Okay.
I can't wait. My buddy Nick Flasher. Am I going to out him here?
Okay.
If you'd like to just keep going with, if you'd like to find more examples, I can yay or nay them here.
All right.
Yeah. Here we go. All right. I'm going to find these. I'm going to get this right.
Anything basically. All right. Yeah. Indie rock in and of itself, basically.
Indie rock in itself.
If
is
you
not
like
hipster.
The Strokes,
no, they're not a hipster because the Strokes have kind of graduated upon that. You know,
have they?
Everyone knows the Strokes. Who doesn't know this? My mom knows who the Strokes are.
They
okay?
knows who they are, but nobody knows.
They haven't made an album about, you know.
Yeah, can anybody name any of their tunes, though? If you can't name somebody's tunes and you like them, you're a hipster.
No, I just think you're uninformed
in
that case. Hold
but
on.
If you like them, but you can't name their tunes?
No, hipsters know too much, I think.
Right,
so
right, right.
That's almost the other way.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah, all right. You're
just a poser.
There.
The other way is you're
okay.
just a poser. Yeah,
okay.
You're a poser. You're getting
okay.
posers and hipsters
if
confused.
If you liked, like, the White Stripes before they sold out.
Yes,
you,
that's
okay.
a hipster.
All right, is that one? Okay.
Yes, if White
right.
Blood Cells is the worst White Stripes album, then you're a hipster, okay?
Okay.
If, like, my buddy Nick Flasher, you go off on Rolling Stone magazine for
okay.
naming the new Black Keys album their best ever, you're a hipster, okay? That's what it is. Okay.
By the way, I while we're talking insensitivity, I feel that that's a very insensitive nickname for Alicia Keys. I wish people would stop using
that.
Well,
you don't
horrible.
You put words in my mouth. I'm talking about the Black Keys.
Oh, okay.
Not Alicia Keys.
Okay.
I'm
all
talking
right.
about Akron,
all right.
Ohio.
Okay.
The best
okay.
thing never come out
all
of
right.
Akron,
I,
Ohio,
I,
by the way.
I,
what do you got to say about
I,
that,
I,
Queen James?
yeah. Yeah, and University of Akron soccer at I saw a guy.
If a sports play in the woods and no one's there to see it, is it really a sport?
Well, I saw a guy ripping them the other day for their soccer thing, and who cares? But this is a guy who is proud of broadcasting like women's sports on the internet. So, I mean, that might be a.
Are you not allowed to mention his name? Who is it?
I won't.
Why?
Actually, the guy's kind of a friend of mine, so I won't even go there. It is kind of a friend of
Can
mine.
Can I just start naming people and just outing them?
No, but I mean.
It's Joe Lull, isn't it? It's Joe Lull, isn't it?
It's not.
Give yourself
it's not
up. It's Joe Lull.
Joe Lull does not do any.
Is it Anthony Petrone?
we're going to have to start hitting a mute button here,
okay,
but anyways, because
right.
this is not none of this is the point.
You know what my point? Here's my point.
But the point is basically don't throw stones if you live in a glass house on University of Akron soccer.
Okay.
But anyways,
here's my point.
Okay.
If one could liquefy music, I could mix carefully measured amounts of some of my favorite rock and roll, some British Invasion, 60s garage, original psychedelic, not just psychedelic, mind you, there's original and normal psychedelic, add a nice amount of melodic but perfectly restrained vocals, just the right electric sound, thickly electrified and beautiful, masterful drums, a dash of Farfisa, a bit of warm tube-generated effects, and then I stir and then gently pour the mixture onto a turntable, and the liquefied music transforms itself and flows from the speakers, and he uses an expletive, it's the Greenhorns. That's from Jim Jarmusch, by the way, independent filmmaker. That is a hipster remark right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, well, I can think of a term that rhymes with his last name, which is very appropriate. And by the way, he lost me at the first liquefy.
Yeah, exactly.
When you first referred to any music that it was liquefied.
I made that point. See,
yeah.
You were telling me about a song on the way over.
Yeah.
A hipster buddy of mine got real mad when I was like, you know, I just say good tune. You know, you should listen to this. Good tune.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Do you know what you did on the way over here? You were telling me about some song. I think it was this group you were telling me about from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Like, you should check it out. It's good, too.
The Cole Brothers.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, you should listen to it. It's green. It's good, too. By the way, the Greenhorns are a good group. I just
are
would
they?
Say
okay.
good tune. I
okay.
wouldn't say talk about liquefying and like and like original psychedelic. I'd just say it rocks, man. It rocks, okay?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I rock my ass off listening to it.
Yeah, it's
you
like,
know?
You should listen to it.
Right.
All music, really, it's not like sports. You
right.
know, music, really, there's no real objective way to analyze it. There's a great website, by the way, I found. called besteveralbums.com. You should check it out. It actually breaks it down. All these top 10 lists, plugs it in.
Okay.
Comes out with a somewhat objective formula. But other than that, I've never seen this done. Where music analysis, all subjective. It's basically you saying, I like or dislike a particular song, you telling someone about it, and they agree or disagree with
you. Is that site kind of like hipster friendly or not?
It is a little bit, but here's the good thing. It incorporates both mainstream and hipster. That's why I kind of like, because hipsters, look, we mock them.
So
we
they have their place.
But they have, they have their points. Don't get me wrong. Hipsters, they'll push, how do you hear about that new group? A hipster, okay? Hipsters, because, hey, they're always right. I did watch the Black Keys at a bar for free in front of 90 people. Does that make me a hipster? No, it just makes me kind of cool, I think.
there's a convenient definition. All right, well, I'm going to leave the hat on for this one here because I know I'm probably going to get it first. Man, am I going to be really dating myself here on this reference. But right about the time when I was getting out of the Harvard on the Hawking here, friend of mine
who 72 right after you helped Nixon win his reelection.
Just because I love the Perfect Dolphins doesn't mean that's when I got out of school, pal.
Yeah, okay.
I won't even
that doesn't make you a hipster, by the way. It just makes you an A, you know what, okay, for like the Perfect Dolphins. Okay,
I love me some Perfect Dolphins. Yeah, but anyways,
there is nothing perfect except the record about that group of
folks. So this was all right, 90-91, whatever. My good buddy, another one of our dignitaries on the show here, Chris Galloway. Fellow right-wing reactionary.
Okay. This is after you guys were exchanging high fives after killing off poor Mike Dukakis. Just for those keeping score at home.
Exactly. By the way, when Lloyd Benson had a rally down there that fall, we sent a couple people in prison jumpsuits there as a little bit of street theater there.
Oh, well, that's uncalled
the whole
for,
Horton.
By the way. That's uncalled for.
Nice little bit of street theater.
Yeah, okay.
We like to think Abby Hoffman would have approved.
Yeah.
All right, but anyways, Chris, maybe he's a borderline hipster, whatever. He was a guy who told me about Blue Man Group well before anybody else did, got me listening to
them.
Well,
this is new. I didn't know hipsters could be involved with Blue. Here we go.
Yeah, but this was like before anybody ever heard of them. And before anybody ever heard of, way before anybody ever heard of, and before they sold out, which they most assuredly did, Blues Traveler. Their early stuff, which
I like
really
Blues Traveler.
Old blues, like when it was blues and not pop. I was listening to that stuff. I mean, it does not even sound like the same band. You
really?
Listen to those
see,
first
I like,
albums.
I celebrate their whole catalog.
Okay, see, I you know, again,
Carolina Blues was a good tune.
It's a good thing
song.
I left the hipster hat on because, again, I don't really like any of their sellout era stuff, but their early stuff.
See, there are groups and the quintessential group that falls in this debate now is Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
Where there is a noticeable, like everyone knows who Kings of Leon are now. But there are some people who don't know, and there is no doubt about it. I make fun of hipsters for
the first
there
time
is
you
no
heard
doubt
them.
About it.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Their earlier stuff is better. That they've gradually, I think, gotten a little worse. But it's not the here's my issue with the hipsters and the Kings of Leon. The fall off has not been as pronounced as they like to make it out to be. You know, they make it out that, oh my God, this was this band destined for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after one album, and now they stink. They should be, you know, on the Sears tour with Matchbox 20. Okay?
Right.
It's not. Too many absolutisms.
Right.
You had a point in there before.
I was going to say, and I seem to have lost it, I think. Oh, Kings of Leon, yeah. The first time anybody ever heard them, if you're truly honest, if somebody comes up and jabs you with some sodium pentothal in the ace, you'll admit, the first time you heard them, you thought, wow, Lionel Richie's back, and he's rocking a little harder than he used to.
No. See, I heard them when they legitimately had – it's funny. My one buddy that I've referenced, Nick, you know, I heard them right as when the first album came out. Like, I'm talking like 03, 04-ish, okay? And my buddy, he was trying to call it BW, and they wouldn't – and listen to this, okay? You listen to this. It's about cutting edge. Mm-hmm. This buddy of mine, the hipster king himself, Nick Flasher, okay? He was making
that
a call.
Name sounds hipsterish.
Yeah. He makes a call. He'd love it. By the way, if he ever knew about this, his head would explode.
On the nature or nurture debate, if you're born with a name like Nick Flasher, you are.
Oh,
he's be
a
hipster.
He's a good man. And God bless. He's about ready to become a father. But listen to this, okay?
A very hip father.
A very hip father. Yes, his son will come out of the womb playing Pavement. Okay, it's actually a daughter anyway. But I had a point. Oh, he was calling Baldwin Wallace, and listen to this. They refused to play Kings of Leon. Can you imagine a radio station refusing to play Kings of Leon?
Really?
Yeah, I'm talking about tranny. I'm talking about songs you never heard of.
Wow.
I'm talking about songs the mainstream hasn't even heard of before.
Wouldn't play them. Okay.
Yeah, wouldn't say, nah, you know, our people really aren't into that. When was the last time you heard say, yeah, you know, our listeners really aren't into Kings of Leon? You know, 5 years later, you know, to the hipster's credit, you could not escape use somebody, you know?
Five years later, they're getting bird crap on them at the top of a big amphitheater in St. Louis,
yes,
you know?
Yeah, the hipster birds, by the way. I understand, yes.
Those birds
yes,
were hipsters.
Yeah, those birds were
hipsters. Damn it, where's that bell again?
Those birds were hipsters, by the way, yes. I think, yes.
Oh, dear God, that's outstanding. Hipster birds,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hipster, who knew pigeons could be so hip?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my. All right. Well, Kings of Leon, yeah. All right. So if you liked them before they were big, then you're a hipster.
No, you're wrong.
So this
again.
Doesn't apply just because it's you.
You're wrong.
Just because it's you now. It doesn't mean you're a, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like how liking Tampa Bay to make the playoffs before the season didn't make you a hipster.
I've got an answer for every donut, Ricky.
Apparently, you do.
If you think that the fall off is that pronounced for that? If you think they basically were the greatest thing since sliced bread and now they're the worst thing since dog poop, then you're a hipster.
All right.
Hey, you can acknowledge. I'll acknowledge it right now. Their newer stuff, not as good as the older stuff. We need to get some Kings of Leon as bumper music as proof here, by the way. Some old Kings of Leon. I'm talking about a little tranny.
Okay.
A little Holy Roller Novocaine.
Okay.
But that stuff's good. But if you thought they were the toast of the town and you now think they're, you know, diarrhea, you know, you're a hipster then.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. If you're so quick to turn on a band, every hipster's motto when it comes to music is every group's second album sucks when you're a hipster, okay? You know, you're like, hey, man, that group you were telling me about before, they're kind of good. Oh, yeah, their new album sucks. That's a hipster.
How about, like, I like everything from Nirvana except the A side from Nevermind.
Yeah,
does that make
you
a hipster?
Bleach was awesome, but Nevermind sucked. It's like, come off it, buddy. Yeah.
Well, the B side of Nevermind wasn't so bad, but
you know,
the A side.
You know, they really found themselves again with Incesticide. Yeah,
Oh.
Oh God, that fourth disc of the box, which I bought, that was a dog collection. What was I thinking? That four disc set, does anyone else buy that? What a waste of money that was. I gotta sell that to the record exchange for $5.
Pretty ludicrous. So all right, we're gonna belatedly
I'd like to hear some Ludicrous, by the way. Take that hipsters.
That way, I think the hipsters would find that to be ludicrous.
Yes.
So on that note, all right, we've done our initial those damn hipsters with Kyle Ross.